Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and for the last several weeks we've been studying the prophecies as contained in the book of Daniel. Today we find ourselves in the last chapter, chapter 12. And for this study, we'll cover the first three verses, which describes the main events of the tribulation period. Then in our last study in the book of Daniel, we'll cover the last portion of chapter 12, which focuses once again on the Antichrist and the abomination of desolation. Chapter 12, verse 1 opens this way: "At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people." And so this term "stand up" in Hebrew is also used to refer to standing up in defense or in a military sense. So Michael, the archangel, will actually be one that is watching over the nation of Israel to protect them and to preserve them through this time of tribulation. "And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time." So here is where we have a prediction of the tribulation period. This is actually where Jesus was quoting from in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, where he said, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as never been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." So Jesus here is making a reference to Daniel chapter 12 in Matthew 24, which predicts the tribulation period. And we know that for sure because it's almost a word-for-word quote in Matthew 24, but also where this phrase, "a time of trouble," at one point, the Jews had their Bible translated into Greek, and we call that the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Hebrew Scripture. When they came to this verse and translated the term trouble, they used the Greek term phlipsis, which is also the word that is translated in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, which we call tribulation. So Daniel here is predicting this time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. The Word of God has a lot to say about this tribulation period. And there's six primary characteristics of this time of trouble or this time of tribulation. First of all, it will be a time of God's wrath. This is found in Revelation, primarily in chapters 6 through 19, but more specifically, it's mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 through 17, also in Revelation chapter 8, Revelation chapter 14, chapter 15, and chapter 16 as a time of wrath. It's also described this way in Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 15 and 18. The second characteristic of the tribulation period is it'll be a time of divine judgment. This is seen in Revelation 14:7, 15:4, 16:15 through 17, 17:1, 18:10, and 19:2. So the two primary characteristics or the terms that are applied most often to the tribulation period is God's wrath and a time of judgment. The third way it's described is as a time of the Lord's indignation. And this is located in Isaiah chapter 26, verses 20 through 21, and chapter 34, verses 1 through 3. The fourth characteristic is that it's a time that the Lord brings punishment, also found in the book of Isaiah chapter 24, verses 20 through 21. The fifth characteristic is that it's a time of destruction. Joel chapter 1, verse 15 describes it this way. And then last, it'll be a time of darkness. Joel chapter 2, verse 2, Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, and Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Now, there are other ways in which the Bible describes this time of tribulation, but these are the primary ones, and they all focus on a time of God's judgment, God's wrath, God's destruction, where the Lord is pouring out his anger towards sin upon a Christ-rejecting world. And that's why Jesus said this time period, this last 7 years, will be like no other, because this is when God's going to directly intervene and pour out his fury and his anger upon the worlds. But the good news is that in verse 1, he also says, "And at that time, your people," which would be the nation of Israel, "shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book." So it's also predicted that Daniel's people, the nation of Israel, will be saved out of this time period. It doesn't mean that they're going to miss this time period, but through this persecution and difficulty is when the Lord's going to bring the nation of Israel back to himself. And one of the main passages of Scripture which also predicts this, which is extremely important to understand, is Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, which says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it." So we're definitely dealing with the tribulation period once again. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, which is the nation of Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and so here it's a time of Israel's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So the tribulation period is a time where God's pouring his wrath out, but it's also a time where he's going to bring salvation to the nation of Israel once again. So through the difficulty and the wrath, God is going to be faithful to his promises that he made to the nation of Israel to bring conversion to them, because he made a covenant with them. He made certain promises in the Old Testament that have not been fulfilled yet. And he's going to start fulfilling those promises of bringing the nation of Israel back to himself during the tribulation period. And then when the Lord returns, he'll establish a kingdom that'll last for 1,000 years, and all the fullness of the Old Testament promises will be fulfilled during that point. Everything that's found in the covenants that has not been fulfilled yet that God gave to the nation of Israel will be fulfilled then. It starts with great difficulty, wrath, and darkness, and judgment, but it ends in blessing to the nation of Israel. Another place where this protection and blessing and salvation that comes to the nation of Israel is described is in Revelation chapter 12. And it's used in the metaphor of a woman who turns out to be the nation of Israel in this chapter, and the dragon, who is the devil, is going to try and persecute Israel during this tribulation period. And verses 13 through 17 of Revelation 12 read this way: "Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. And the woman is the nation of Israel, whom the Messiah came from. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a times, times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent." And this is actually a reference to the 3.5-year period, a times, times and a half of time. We've seen this in other places in the book of Daniel. But to confirm that, Revelation chapter 12, verse 6 is a repetition of what we just read. It says, "Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that she should be fed there 1,260 days. And the 1,260 days on a 30-day calendar is exactly 3.5 years. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 15, when you see the abomination of desolation, that marks the last 3.5-year point of the tribulation period. That's when you need to get out of Judea and flee out into the wilderness. And Revelation 12 describes that there will be a group, a remnant, that'll flee out into the wilderness, and the devil will try and persecute them. Verses 15 through 17 of Revelation 12 go on to say, "So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that she might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." So this remnant is going to flee out into the wilderness, and God himself is going to preserve them there for a 3.5-year period. If you want to do more study on this, you could read Isaiah chapter 16, verse 1, which mentions a place called Selah, which is actually that rock city of Petra. And many Bible interpreters believe that's the place where this remnant will flee, into that rock city of Petra. And God calls out to them that in this time of trouble, that this community should welcome his offspring that are fleeing out into the wilderness for protection. But the bottom line is, God is going to be the one that's going to protect the nation of Israel during this tribulation period, because he's going to be bringing salvation to them during this tribulation period. So the nation of Israel will be delivered out of this time period, and many Jews are going to come to the Lord. And that's what Revelation 7 is all about, with 144,000. It's 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. They're referred to as the first fruits. And the term first fruits means the first of many more which are to come. And so that's just a handful in comparison to the many Jews that are going to come to the Lord during the tribulation period. Verse 2 and 3 of Daniel 12 go on to describe the resurrection as well as the rewards for those in the last days. It says, "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." So here the resurrection will take place, and it will be divided between two different categories: those that go to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt. And according to Revelation chapter 20, these two resurrections are going to be divided by 1,000 years. Those Jews who faithfully serve the Lord during this tribulation period and are martyred for their faith, they're going to rise at the end of the tribulation period, but they'll rise to everlasting life. All unbelievers who have rejected Jesus or have rejected God's ways throughout all of human history will be preserved for a time of judgment. At the end of the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ will also rise, stand before the great white throne, which is described in Revelation chapter 20, then ultimately be cast into the lake of fire. Verse 3 says, "Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament." That seems to speak of the rewards that the believers will receive. "And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Obviously speaking of that eternal realm, which will be with the Lord, We'll be in a resurrected, glorified body. We'll be rewarded for the things that we've done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be with the Lord forever. That's what Daniel and his people have to look forward to. First of all, it will start with a time like there's never been since there was a nation, referred to as the tribulation period. Matthew 24, verse 21, Jesus actually refers to it as great tribulation. Revelation 3:10 refers to it as the hour of trial. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 refers to it as the time of Jacob's trouble. And we've seen here in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, it's a time of trouble. But many from the nation of Israel will come to salvation at that point. And then as they are raised at the end of the tribulation period, they'll be rewarded and then ultimately spend eternity in the presence of the Lord. God has a wonderful plan for the nation of Israel because he is the one that is faithful, and he's made certain promises to them which he himself will fulfill. And that fulfillment will start during the tribulation period, will bring many of the Jews to himself. Gentiles will also be saved during that time period, but the focus is going to be on redeeming the nation of Israel, bringing his people back to himself, and ultimately being in his presence forever.